In a Sault Ste. Marie Chamber of Commerce fireside chat with the local business community Thursday, Sault MPP Ross Romano underscored the Ontario government's support for the federal government's use of the Emergencies Act in dealing with anti-vaccine mandate truckers encamped in Ottawa and protesters at border crossings in Ontario and the rest of Canada. He also spoke of the Ontario government's own declaration of a state of emergency issued February 11. The purpose of the state of emergency that was declared by the province of Ontario was to ensure that we are providing extra tools to our police services so that they can deal with the ongoing occupation that is occurring in Ottawa and other parts of the province, Romano told chamber members at Thursday's virtual chat. We do not, and cannot, direct the police on how to do their jobs, but we certainly can provide them with the extra tools and enforcement measures that they would require in order to enforce the laws that we as politicians create. Romano was asked what impact he foresees at CBSA ports of entry in Ontario, such as Sault Ste. Marie, after police cleared the Windsor-Detroit border crossing of protesters Sunday. I think we saw some impacts already at the Windsor border, which improved the situation dramatically at that border. I think we're fortunate here in Sault Ste. Marie that things were quite respectful here in our community and didn't have the level of impact we're seeing in the Ottawa region. But we are very supportive of those extra tools that are being provided to police through the Federal Emergencies Act that they have imposed. We want to make sure that people can access critical public services and critical public works. That is something imperative, that we not prevent people's access to hospitals or accessing supply chain-related industries at the border. Romano said he recognizes peaceful protests are a part of democracy but reiterated the government's opposition to blockades and its support for police in removing them. We have as a government signaled our intention to make the provincial emergency order presently in place the law once the legislature resumes next week. On another topic, chamber members forwarded a question to Romano as to what the province will do to address the current labor shortage. Romano, currently serving as Minister of Government and Consumer Services, referred to the province's introduction of microcredentials during his time as Minister of Colleges and Universities as a major step in addressing that issue. For years we were really focused on college or university, you get a diploma or a degree and then you go to work. A microcredential is a shorter course, and for the first time ever OSAP will now cover people who can't afford to take these programs. We're the first jurisdiction in the country to do this. Romano said microcredentials, which can be earned in a matter of weeks for people with a generalized education, sparing them the time and expense of pursuing a 3 or 4 year diploma or degree, are targeted at training people in the skills employers are seeking in new hires. Romano also pointed to the government's creation of more jobs for nurses and PSWs as a way to fill demand in the healthcare sector. Romano also reiterated the government is committed to keeping jobs within OLG and other offices at Roberta Bindar Place, supplying the province with made-in-Ontario PPE such as masks in the battle against COVID as opposed to relying on foreign suppliers and providing a variety of treatment solutions in the opioid crisis.